I encourage so many of our Bible study women and myself to give up what we loved most or give up what we counted on so we could make space to hunger for God's presence.
It's true. You can practice fasting in a variety of different ways. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count. And Tiffany Blum describes how fasting has helped draw her closer to God.
When we fast, the hunger just grows. Not for the material, but for the supernatural. The hunger for God's hand and heart. It doesn't add together, it multiplies. And I think it just gives us such a acute awareness for his presence, an acute awareness for what he's doing that we wouldn't have seen before. We wouldn't have been aware of because we're so busy with all the things we're doing. But when you set aside space and you're willing to sacrifice to see God move, I think it's a powerful thing.
Although there are many ways to fast, Tiffany says taking a break from various media has made a big difference in her relationship with God.
I fasted music and podcasts, which I am a big fan of. You know, it's so easy to turn on the radio or turn on, you know, Spotify. And I'm an avid podcast. I love listening to podcasts and talk radio. And so to give that up and instead of filling my earbuds with good things, learning and listening and sermons and, you know, all that good stuff and teachings, I chose to spend that time in silence, just me and the Lord.